Richard Boyd Strader, 164083.
Thank you, sir. You're pretty familiar with the board executive privacy this morning in reference to your community supervision application. I'm going to introduce the board member that will conduct your hearing now. We have the Honorable Lincoln Onis, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman, the Honorable Dale Rittenhouse, and the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name is David Neal, and I will be the lead for your hearing today. Also in the room, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. Okay, prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you about this hearing and its date. Do you remember that form?
No, sir. There's been quite a few forms since that time, I guess.
Okay, well, you signed it on April 17, 2018. It's the notification of the board hearing going to be held.
Okay, yes, sir. Okay, I remember.
Oh, okay, all right. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear before this board on your own behalf today or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
Just representing myself, no attorney.
All right, thank you, sir. Okay, this time I'm going to swear to you, Mr. Turner, in. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth of heaven, God, and do you so affirm?
I swear, yes.
I do.
Okay, sir, you're going to be conducting two phases this morning. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And then in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, I am going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant. After I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. If you think it's false, then we'll get more information from Mr. Turner and then talk about it, okay?
Okay.
All right, you have the one allegation, which is a violation of every one condition of supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report for intake at the Mason Regional Parole Office at 460 North Mason Drive, Suite 211, in Mesa, Arizona by 9:30 a.m. on the following business day after your release from Mojave County Jail on or about March 19, 2018, and directed verbally and in writing on March 16, 2018. Your whereabouts were known, thus you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
Well, the kind of circumstances being beyond my control, I even had no way of getting from Kingman to Mesa, and no access to the phone.
Sir, okay,
yeah.
At this point, though, I need to know whether it's true or false. You'll have ample time later in phase two to tell us the reasons for, okay?
Okay, all right, yeah. Yes, it's true.
Okay, so based on the admission of Mr. Strader, I'm going to move to find it illegal that he violated the current condition of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in a criminal way as well as the company.
Second.
Okay.
Okay,
hang on 1 second, sir. Okay, we're going to move into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information. So stay on the phone, and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Mr. Strader was released from ADC custody on 3/15/2018. He was arrested on 3/31/2018 by Kingman PD with no new charges. He was returned back to ADC custody on 4/3/2018 with an adjusted release date of 7/12/2018 with 12 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016 commitment D, flight from a law vehicle, 9 months. 2016 commitment E, failure to appear first degree, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2002 commitment A, aggravated DUI, 4 months. 2002 commitment B, aggravated DUI, 2 years. 2009 commitment C, drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. This is his fourth term in ADC. He has a CUIR score of 2.2. He has a mental health score of 3 and is notated that he is SMI. He has a substance abuse score of 3. No STG is noted. Prior terms of supervision in 2003, he was a TIS release and he completed 6 months. 2009, TIS release completed 1 month. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, 1979 burglary second degree, Arizona felony conviction probation. 1981, burglary, arrested, felony conviction, probation. Oh, Arizona, sorry, it's Arizona felony conviction. Let me correct that, it'd be Arkansas. Felony conviction and probation, 1981. 2006, drug paraphernalia violation in Arizona, felony conviction, probation. He has a GB score of G1, B2.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Strader, you have a summary of your case supervision. Shows that you were released from prison on the 15th of March to pre-approved residence located at TLC Halfway House located at 54 West Southern Avenue in Mesa. You were failed to report for intake in the program after release from the Harden County Jail on March 16, 2018. So, sir, what did you do for those 12 days?
Those 12 days, the address that I've been trying to get approved for probation or parole by my friend Thomas Vance, and he was trying to help me, trying to have access to the phone and trying to borrow money so I could get a bus ticket to Mesa, you know, and everything. But just circumstances beyond our control there. Well, they got Friday the night that I got arrested, though. I had made a loan, and I was in the process of waiting for Monday to make a call to parole, you know, my parole officer, and let him know my situation and everything, and see what I can do. But, well, I was arrested before that could then happen. I needed to turn myself in or catch a bus or do parole in Kingman, you know. Anyway, here I sit.
Okay, so who posted your bond when Mojave released you?
When Mojave released me? Oh, I posted my own bond.
Okay, now, so that's why you didn't have any money to get to Mesa?
Yeah, I didn't have no money. I didn't have no ID or anything.
You just paid the bond yourself.
Yeah.
So you spent the money, you paid the bond and had the money left, so you couldn't, that's why you couldn't get the Mesa.
Yeah, I had, I'm not sure. The bond I paid for was over 2 years ago, so.
Well, the bond, yes, so it was more than 2 years ago, but you paid the bond and you got to jail.
Yeah.
How long would you have stayed in jail up there if you wouldn't have paid the bond?
I didn't have to stay in jail. I didn't put no bond up. They just released me. And I went to court the following Monday, following Monday and then a Wednesday. I had to go to court for the Kingman Justice Serbet Court.
Okay, so you could have been, even if you didn't have money for a bus, you could have gone to Mesa because you had to deal with the court up there.
Yeah,
I mean, you just file your PO and explain to him that you got arrested on an old warrant, and you had to appear in court a couple of times, and maybe he would have cut you some slack. But I've been there for 12 days didn't help at all, did it?
No, I didn't. I didn't have no access to a phone, though, either. So to call him, I didn't have it. I told that Friday,
I thought you said you were staying with a friend that was going to help you get access to the phone.
Yeah, access to the phone. Well, we didn't have access to the phone until the day that I was arrested to come in this time around.
Okay, I'm going to see if my fellow inmates have our inmates. Excuse me, pardon my
just incarcerated.
Yes. I was sitting with my fellow board members on questions for the last time.
It is Monday.
Mr. Turner, yes.
Yes, sir. For the record, the address of his friend Thomas Vance, the parole officer went out three different times to approve the residence, never got a response back. And I'm looking at the notes, and Mr. Oliveri did send a spender reduction program letter to that residence.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Any questions from my fellow board members? Okay, so we're coming to the end of your hearing here in a moment. We're going to go to a discussion to make a determination about your community supervision. And before we do, we'd like you an opportunity to make a final statement. And would like for you to tell things that you think we might need to help us make a decision, but we ask that you don't repeat the information that you've already given us. Okay?
I guess.
Are you making statements, sir?
I said all I can say, I guess. No more to add to it.
All right, well, thank you, sir. Most of the going to discussion, we'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. We'll be discussing the situation. So we ask you to stay on the phone. You're welcome to listen in on the conversation and the decision, and I'll get back to you after we've made the decision, okay?
Oh, okay.
What is now discussion? This is a little bit interesting. I don't know, but the fact that the place he wanted to go had not been approved, and he went there anyway, and didn't bother calling his PO when he got in trouble with Mojave County, which could have saved him a whole lot of problems. I don't see as a candidate for return to community supervision this time, but I'm going to listen to discussion from my fellow board members, if there is any.
Great.
Based on the information in order number 2018W0910, statements of Mr. Strader and the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to move to revoke community supervision of Mr. Strader as he was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or not lapsed in the criminal nature company, specifically in 12 abscond days where parole officer had no idea what he was doing or actually at. That's my motion.
Second.
Agree.
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 Okay, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. Will you be released on or about July 12, 2018, which is not all that far away? You don't have to worry about when the parole office that allows you to go live with your friend because you won't be under their direction anymore. Then hopefully you'll be able to move forward with your life and not be back in our Department of Corrections for any reason. So we do wish you the best of luck, sir. This will end your hearing, and if you would please put the CO3 back on the phone.
Okay, thanks, sir.